proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible program. We continue with our series about lessons that man can learn from the beasts of the field. Today we focus our attention on sparrows and ravens. According to the first chapter of the book of Genesis, God bestowed upon Adam, quote, dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth, unquote. This sovereignty over the so-called lower forms of life carried with it an attendant responsibility. People could learn things by observing the behavior of animals. As Job said in the 12th chapter of his book, quote, ask now the beasts, and they shall teach thee, and the fowls of the air, and they shall tell thee, unquote. Sparrows are small, plump birds that tend to associate in loose colonies. This trait helps a reader understand the poignancy of a statement that's found in Psalm 102. Quote, I watch, and am as a sparrow alone upon the housetop, unquote. The author of that chapter, in his affliction, expressed a sense of abandonment and cried out to God in his despair. In the New Testament, Jesus Christ posed questions that pointed to the insignificance placed upon the value of a sparrow. Before he initially sent forth his disciples, according to the 10th chapter of Matthew's Gospel, he asked them, quote, are not two sparrows sold for a farthing? Unquote. The Savior had posed a similar question to his disciples on another occasion, when he inquired of them, quote, are not five sparrows sold for two farthings, unquote, a statement recorded in the 12th chapter of Luke's Gospel. After posing these questions, Jesus Christ gave his followers assurance. First, he informed them that God concerned himself with the well-being of those sparrows. He then reassured his adherents to, quote, fear not ye therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows, unquote. God, who watched over the safety of small birds, God esteemed these men to possess greater worth than sparrows. In contrast with sparrows, we look at the ravens. These are predatory birds which sustain themselves by eating carrion meat or dead meat. Agur took note of this behavior of ravens in the 30th chapter of Proverbs. He declared that, quote, the eye that mocketh at his father and despiseth to obey his mother, the ravens of the valley shall pluck it out, and the young eagles shall eat it, unquote. Nonetheless, God provides sustenance for ravens, just as he does for sparrows. The writer of Psalm 147 noted that God, quote, giveth to the beast his food, and to the young ravens which cry, unquote. Jesus Christ brought out the same point in the 12th chapter of Luke's Gospel. He instructed his disciples to, quote, consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouse nor barn, and God feedeth them, unquote. God used ravens to perform services for others. In Genesis chapter 8, we read how Noah dispatched a raven to learn whether the floodwaters had subsided over the face of the earth. God employed ravens to provide food for the prophet Elijah, a process detailed in 1 Kings chapter 17. Ravens performed the latter missions twice a day, morning and evening, in bringing food to the man of God. The swallows and the ravens teach man that God watches over his creation, that God provides for its needs. A wise person will learn to trust God to provide his entire sustenance. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.